I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Welcome to Faith Talk. I am your host, Evangelist Lolita Jones. We thank God for you joining us right here. Today is the last day of our 30-day consecration. We began January 8th, Monday, January 8th, and today is February 16th, Friday, February 16th, 2024. We thank God for just allowing us to come into his presence, just allowing us to come and sup with him and just to meet with him and get and glean from him, to receive impartation from him. We thank God for just being God. We thank God for you for tuning in and joining us on our 30-day consecration. It's been a wonder. Oh, yes, it has. Oh, yeah, we've been attacked. Some of us been attacked in our bodies. But guess what? We pressed on because we already know we won. How do you know you won, Lolita? Because Jesus rose up on the third day. He had power over death, hell, and the grave, and he's sitting on the right-hand side of our Father. And because Jesus wanted the battle for us, that means we are winners. Those of us that believe on our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank God for you, 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 and you. And yes, there is a word from the Lord. So come on and grab your notebook. Come on and grab your Bible, grab your pen or your pencil, and get ready, get ready, get ready to receive a word from God. And at this time, I present to you for the second night. He was our speaker last night, but he's coming back again. Administrative Assistant Pastor Daniel Peterson, say amen as he come.
Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, give God some hand glory. Come on, give God some praise. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue to be in my mouth. Lord, I just want to thank you. I just want to magnify your holy name. I just want to give you all the glory because you're worthy to be praised. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? Where would you be on today? And because of God's mercy, because God's grace. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God is worthy of all praise. God inherited praise of his people. Come on, come on. Let's magnify the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for a brand new day. I thank you for your mercy, oh God. I thank you for your grace, oh God. Thank you for this day, oh God, I've never seen before, oh God. But Lord, because of you, oh God, none of your mercy that we are not consumed, oh God. Because of your mercy and your grace, oh God, that we are here on this day, oh God. We have come together, oh God, in unity, oh God, in loving and encouraging one another, oh God, exalting one another. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, oh God, for this opportunity, oh God, to speak words of encouragement to your people on today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, even right now, oh God, what you've been doing in this ministry, oh God. Hallelujah. In this ministry, oh God, we pray, Father, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you will bless this ministry, oh God. Jesus said, you said, oh God, Jesus, you said, I'm going to build my church upon this rock, and the gates of hell not prevail against it. I decree that this ministry, that Evangelist Jones, oh God, has been going forth, oh God, and all the prayer warrior, oh God, all the partners, oh God, that's connected to this ministry, and I decree and I declare that the blessing of the Lord, oh God, rest upon your people, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood even right now over her mother, oh God. Touch her body right now, oh God, from the crown of her head, oh God, to the sole of her feet, oh God. I speak healing and I speak deliverance. Sadie, we come against you right now. The blood of Jesus. And there might be somebody on this phone, oh God. Got sickness in their problems. Got sickness in their body, oh God. In the name of Jesus, whatever the condition is, oh God, I speak deliverance. I speak healing. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. And we're going to give you praise. Come on, magnify his name. Come on, give him the glory. He's worthy, 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 worthy. And I just want you to just bow, act of faith, that I'm already healed and I'm already made whole. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Come on, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue to be in my mouth. The word of God said, meaning for the victory of the righteous, and the Lord deliver them out of their all. I hope this prayer of faith has already been prayed, that you claim the victory by faith. Hallelujah. But we know God is a God of all possible, and there's nothing too hard for God. Hallelujah. God can do anything but fail. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. We just want to pick up on from last night. Amen. We thank God for Evangelist Jones. Amen. A woman of God. Amen. God have anointed this woman, and she have a powerful testimony. Amen. How God been blessing her over and over and over. And I know there's some that's on the phone can give a testimony. If it wasn't for the Lord on my side, where would you be? Amen and amen. But we thank God, amen, again, amen, for this opportunity to be able to encourage God's people. And once again, we wanted to give honor, amen, to my bishop, my awesome bishop, amen, journal board member, amen, Bishop Elijah Hankerson, amen, a man of God, amen. He said, I got work to do, hallelujah. And we all have work to do. We really want to give honor, amen, to my supervisor, Dr. Marie Brown, amen. Dr. C. Marie Brown, we want to honor our supervisor for tonight as well. And we already claimed the victory for our supervisor. Amen. She have a saying, hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you. I feel the anointing. I feel the breakthrough even right now. It's already done in Jesus' name, Dr. Brown. Amen. We true honor, amen, my lovely wife, Bishop Missionary Shirley Peterson. Amen. One who I adore, one who I care for, one who I try every opportunity I can to try to spoil, amen, because God's been good to us. 40 years in marriage, it was nothing but God's grace and his mercy to bring us up into this point even right now. Amen and amen. There is a word from the Lord on this evening. Amen. I just wanted to challenge the prayer warriors. Amen. Stay connected with God and stay on fire with God. I know you're going to do it, but I just want to encourage you even more. Amen. Just stay on fire with God. If you allow me to sing this song, because I think it's, amen, kind of fitting with the text, amen, it kind of go like this, amen, say, I have decided to follow Jesus. 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 No turning back. And then there's another part of this song. There's the world behind me, the cross before me. 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 No turning back, no turning back. Amen. I have decided to follow Jesus. Amen. And the word of God said, if a man take hold of plow and look back, he's not fitting to be in the kingdom of God. Amen. So I have made up my mind that I'm going to live this life, amen, in this world, that my life will be pleasing unto the Lord. Because the Bible said, let your light so shine that men may see what kind of work, good work, and glorify the Father which is in heaven. God wants us to do a good work. And who can set a better example for us to do a good work? Jesus said, I must work the work of him that sent me. And while it is day, when night comes, no man can work. So we got to be about our Father's business. Amen. And let us conclude, amen, amen, with our topic, amen, dealing with God of all possible. He can do whatever, whenever, and when he wants to. We serve amazing God. We serve awesome God. We serve all-knowing God. We serve a powerful God. Amen. And the Bible said we can boldly come to the throne of grace, where that we might obtain mercy and find grace in a help of time of need. And as we look at the word grace, God riches at Christ's expense. Amen. So in our passage of scripture, amen, coming from the 19th chapter, amen. And these disciples were so amazed how Jesus was talking to this rich young ruler. And he go on to say in the 23rd verse, then said Jesus unto his disciples, because he was talking to his disciples, amen, because these men had stopped what they were doing with their so they can make all their own living for their family. Amen. But when they met Jesus, he got their attention and they stopped what they was doing to follow Jesus. Amen. So while he's talking, these disciples were just paying attention to Jesus. And they go on to say, heard I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again, I say unto you, it is easy for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. You know, people that get rich real quick, they forget where they come from. Amen. They can only think about just me, myself, and I. Amen. They begin to get this self-centered situation that I don't need God no more. And this is how this rich young person, I think of just like I said in last night, well, I'm just going to put God in my back pocket. He want to know, Lord, what else? What can I do, amen, to inherit eternal life? Amen. And Jesus, amen, while he was talking, amen, he was telling his disciples again in the 26th verse, amen, which was given unto us. Amen. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, amen, he said that man, with man, it is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Sometimes people don't want to give up some stuff. They don't want to try to help nobody else out because the stubbornness that they have. Amen. Being self-centered. Amen. God wants us to have nice things, fine cars, nice houses, fine jewelry. But he don't want us to put those material things before him. Because he said that I am a jealous God. Don't put those things before me. We already live in this world where there's so much things that's going on all around us. And we think that the devil, amen, some of us, but I know he don't have no power. But they figure that they can stand in their own home and forsake God, amen, I'm going to have to go to church. Amen. God is it's telling us to come from out of our own house, our steel houses, and go back to church. Now, I'm going somewhere with this here. I've been riding through the city, and I'm saying, Lord, what's going on? And God's been giving me this Nehemiah spirit. It's going into these crumbling churches where there's no more light in the building. Amen. You can no longer blame things on COVID anymore because you can see people in football stadiums, baseball stadiums, hockey stadiums, and all other places. But churches are crumbling everywhere. Amen. And God don't like that. Amen. I'm just being, amen, just transparent. Amen. I'm just speaking as God would give me, amen, to share with his people. But God has put in my spirit, amen, through these position, the administrator, giving me opportunity to allow me to exercise my skills is to go into these churches and restore these crumbling buildings. And I've been questioning, I said, God, why have you put me in these old crumbling buildings where no life's at? He said, I know you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. Amen. I've been taking on some time doing some things that I never did it before. Never touched certain type of wood, the form wood to build an altar. But I confront God about the situation. Amen. I'm talking about impossible. Amen. So these disciples, amen, is amazed is where Jesus is saying that a rich man can hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And they shocked those disciples. And they said, who then can be saved? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The law can save anybody. God can save Paul. God can save Peter. But you don't have to go there for a foot. Just take your own thing and point yourself at yourself. And look at the Lord. He saved you. The Bible says, such were some of you. When you was out there in the world, the Lord saved you and brought you in. But the rich man just didn't seem to comprehend what Jesus was saying. You would think people of intelligence should be able to, amen, comprehend what Jesus, amen, was saying to his disciples. Let me move here a little bit farther, amen, so I can get more detail in the message. In the 29th verse, this is where the reward comes in at. This is Jesus is telling his disciples in the 29th verse. Now, I have decided. Have you decided to follow Jesus? Amen. I believe some of us all have decided to follow Jesus. I believe these leaders, amen, doing the work of the Lord, have forsaken, amen, their children. Some have gone off to college. Amen. And you all are doing a great work. Remind you, you all have sent your children off to college, sent them off to school. But I'm going to drop a nugget on you. We want you to receive this year. For this year, 20 and 24. Amen. Of this year, raising your expectations with God. We know that you are a prayer warrior, but I'm telling you that you can go a little bit further. Every individual have challenged you with their burden, with their prayer. God is telling you just go a little bit further with your prayer when you pray for other individuals. And I'm not going to share things with you to tell you to do something that I haven't already done. And I know God has brought it to pass. But I want to give you a little bit of nothing what the Lord has given to me to give to every individual that's connected to life-changing ministry. I know you all are some praying women and some praying men, and God is hearing your prayer. There's time God wants you to bring that prayer, amen, before him and bring it to the altar. Let me give you a perfect example of my past, amen, and I will never forget it. Sometimes you can take that burden, amen, of somebody else and take it, transfer it straight to the altar. There was a time that we was at one of the conventions, and I got a call, amen, from my son, but my daughter, he was able to reach my daughter. Amen, there was something going on when we was at a convention, and he needed for us to pray for him. I said, let's pray right now, me and my daughter. Amen. I said, well, we didn't pray the prayer of faith. But God said, no, you got to do a little bit more. Amen. But God told me in the faith was packed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. And the Lord told me, he said, when it's time, when they call the altar. Amen. Boy, there's an altar call. Amen. You just go up to the altar and give me that sacrifice of praise. He said, don't worry about your status. And this is what you have to do, amen, the prayer warrior. I'm giving you what the Lord is telling me, what to tell you. Amen, just raise your expectations just a little bit further. Hallelujah. He wants you to give him that praise. And I'm telling you, God will answer your prayer, amen, and somebody else's prayer. Amen. I'm reminded of the servant, amen. Son, word to Jesus. He said, Jesus, I'm not worthy, amen, for you to come into my house. But I want you to just speak the word. And that's consolation, amen, if you take those prayers, amen, to the altar. I don't care where your altar is. But God said, I want you to be bold in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. God said, I want you to take that prayer, that request that different individuals been asking you for, asking you to pray for them. But God wants some sacrifice to pray. God wants you to give him the glory. And when that man, that servant went back, that person was healed in the same hour. And you can take that prayer, amen, to the altar. And I guarantee, hallelujah, by the time you get to your feet, hallelujah, God has already moved upon your behalf. I'm only giving you what the Lord has given me to share with you all on today, amen. I'm talking about raising your expectations. 9 and 29 verses says, everyone that have forsaken houses and brethren, and hallelujah, all sisters, all fathers, all mothers, all wives, all children, all land, for my sake. He says, for what? My sake. Again, he said, for my sake, he shall receive a hundredfold. This is what Jesus is saying. Because these disciples said, Lord, we dropped everything that we had. Hallelujah. In the 27th verse, this is what Peter said. Then answered Peter and said unto him, behold, we have forsaken all, Jesus. We didn't stop what we were doing to take care of our family. We have forsaken all. Hallelujah. I was just talking to a gentleman on today, and he was telling me that he quit his job. He was making money. Hallelujah. These things are happening right now today where people are still forsaking, amen, stopping their own agenda to be about God's business. This gentleman told me that he said he quit his job. He was making some money. So that he can be in tune with God, to be in step with God. He started reading the word, started meditating on the word. Hallelujah. And the Lord has blessed this man. I know there are some people doing today. You can't just say that happened in the Bible, but it's happening right now. But this is what the Lord is saying. This is what type of reward that you're going to receive. He was talking to his disciples, but God's word is still the same. It's still the same. His word still the same. And he said, you shall, amen, receive a hundredfold. Hallelujah. Whatever the money for, it's simply the greatest possible return for any precious seed sown. So you sow your precious seed unto the Lord. Amen. Your gift that God had already given you. God says, there's a return of a hundredfold. Hallelujah. That's his name. And then Jesus goes on to say, amen, in that same verse, you shall receive, you shall inherit eternal life. We're talking about God of all possibilities. Hallelujah. This is what Jesus is saying. God can do the impossible. Amen. If you just believe it. And just receive it, God will perform it today. Let me move on with this here. Show you how awesome God is. What type of God that we serve. He's a God of miracles. Anytime the Bible they mention of this young girl, Mary, a man becomes pregnant and give birth to the Son of God. Only God can do that. Who else can cause a virgin to become pregnant without involvement of a man? We talk about God's impossibility. And give birth to the Son of God. Hallelujah. Come on, bless his name. Nobody but the God of all possibilities. Nobody can do that. And let us take it just a little bit further. When we read in the Bible, how this man died. Hallelujah. Had no heartbeat, no pulse, but the man was dead. 3 days later, he rose from the grave. Alive. Who else can do that to raise a dead man from the grave? Hallelujah. No one but God can do that. We talk about God, a God of possibility. Hallelujah. Come on, bless his name. Come on, give God some glory. But we thank God. God is still performing the miracle. God is still answering prayer. God still meeting our need. And I just want to testify about the goodness of the Lord. How the Lord has blessed, amen, my wife, amen, to have a baby girl. She had been praying, ask God to give her a child. Amen. And this baby girl, amen, came in this world 3 months early. And when she was born, she was 1 pound and 13 ounces. Hallelujah. She came 3 months early. But thanks, I want to let you know, when she was born, she was small, like a little doll, like a little baby doll. And something else I'm going to share in this testimony, she had a hole in her heart when she was born. Hallelujah. I'm talking about God, a God of possibilities. A God can do anything but fail. God will answer your prayer. The Bible says the name of the Lord is of a strong tower, and the righteous running into it and is saved. Hallelujah. And we thank God for our baby girl, Jasmine. Hallelujah. And the doctors want to operate on her to try to close up the hole. But I want to let you know, but God, through his mercy, through his healing, he set up the hole, and the doctor didn't have to do no operating. And then the doctor told her, he said, your daughter's going to be behind, and she's not going to be able to keep up with the other children. Hallelujah. I want to let you know God can do anything but fail. You can call on the name of Jesus. You can call on the Lord in the noonday. You can call on him in the evening. You can call upon him. You can call on him, and God will answer prayer. Hallelujah and hallelujah. And when she got to high school, I'm telling you, you can't listen to everything what the doctors say. You got to look to Dr. Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank God that when she went to Central High School and she went on and ran track, hallelujah, she went on and ran track, she went to state, and she got the Hawk Award. Amen. I want to tell you what God can do. He can do the impossible. Hallelujah. We want to thank God for giving us that testimony. God can do anything but fail. Bless his name. Come on, give him some glory. Come on, give him some praise. Come on, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue be in your mouth. Hallelujah. Come on, bless him. You got to give him some praise. You got to be bold in your request. For this year, 2024, raise up your expectation. So the Bible said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthen me. Come on, bless this name. Come on, give him some glory. And I just want to give some scriptures, amen, just to encourage you, just to exalt you on this evening, amen. Hallelujah. First of all, our prayer, amen. The Bible tells us, amen, don't rejoice in iniquity. Don't start asking God for a whole lot of stuff. Amen. Have a spirit of forgiveness. If you've done something wrong, you got to ask God, forgive me. I've made a mistake, but Lord, I want to start off on a fresh note. Come on, you want to keep the line clear with God. Be transparent with the Lord. Be honest with God. Tell God that you don't hold back nothing. Because the Bible says, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be open to you. Jesus says, hallelujah, if you can believe, all things are possible to them that believe. You got to believe that God can do the impossible. Just don't read the word. Just don't study the word, but let the word be illuminated in your heart. Let the word be activated in you. But we have studied from Genesis to Revelation, and we see God perform all these different miracles. He did certain things for certain ones. If God did it for that person, he would do the same thing for you. You got to believe it and know that it's going to come to pass. You got to already know So God said, life and death is in the power of the tongue. He said, you can call those things that see not as though they already are. Amen. You got to speak those things into deliverance. You just got to believe it. It has already come to pass, and it will come to pass. But the Bible says, now faith is the something thing that holds up, and the evidence of things not saying, not seen. Therefore, I say to you, what things whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. So I don't know what you need. I don't know what's in your prayer request box, but when you pray, believe that it already been done. It's already been answered. It is already made whole. God can do anything but fail. We talking about a God of possibility. We know God can do it. And all you got to do is just turn to faith. God said, call upon me and I will answer thee. You got to call upon him. How do I call upon the Lord? Be bold in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be persistent in your request. Go before the Lord, just believing and knowing that it's already, it has come to pass. Let God be true and let every man a liar. That's what the Bible says. Hallelujah. There is no problem he can't solve. Jesus has already worked it out. If you let him work it out. Hallelujah. Come on, bless his name. Bless his name. Come on, give God some glory. What promise has God made that he can't keep? God keep his promise, and we don't have to keep reminding, Lord, what you said. And Lord, you said you're going to do this. And Lord, you're going to do that. God can't go back on his word. God can't lie, and he can't die. We serve an all-knowing God. And the Bible said in Romans 13, said, whatsoever you call upon the name of Jesus, he said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. Sometimes we got to stand proxy for somebody else, for a little one that's not saved. This is where the boldness come in, to raise your expectation. You can stand in proxy for somebody else. Lord, I got some little one that's not saved, but I'm at the altar, and I want you to save my son, save my daughter, save my husband, save my wife, save my uncle, save my nieces and nephews. Because the Bible says, that we can ask, amen, and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. All we got to do is just stand in proxy for somebody else. And I'm a living witness. You can stand in proxy, amen, for somebody else. I remember, amen, didn't have no money as a young person coming up in church. Hallelujah. Didn't have the kind of money I want to give. And I remember when the preacher got up, when it's time to take the offering, he said, you can just step in the house of faith. Sometimes we got to move from out of our comfort zone, move out from the mundo truths, and just step in the house of faith. I don't hear that anymore. But sometimes you got to listen to the voice of the Lord. And you don't need to tell nobody. You step out in the house of faith. But I remember they said, just step out. If you don't have anything, just step out in the aisle of faith. I remember they were telling us a while back, amen, just get out and just come up and just touch the table as a point of contact. Hallelujah. I don't hear that no more. Hallelujah, because people feel that it's not necessary. It don't take all of that. But you want to see God do the impossible in your life. You got to raise your expectation with God. Hallelujah. And I'm almost finished. I'm getting closer, amen, of closing out this message. Hallelujah. There might be trouble in your home. You might have trouble in your spirit. Things just don't seem like it's going like how you want it to go. You're up all night long. You tossing and turning because there's trouble everywhere. There's bad news everywhere. Every time you turn around, you're hearing bad news. But I want to let you know what the word of God says. Hallelujah. Bless his name. In John, the 14th chapter, don't worry about being troubled about what's going on in this world. God is still in control. God is still in control. Bless his name. Of what it said in the 14th chapter of John, it said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. This is Jesus saying. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And let me stop right there. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. Hallelujah. And oftentimes I say, God, open up the windows and pour down the blessing upon me. You know, I got to the point, amen, Lord, you don't have to put no windows in my house. You don't have to put no doors in my house. I want to hear the testimony like David said in his 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want, because he makes me to lie down in green pastures. I want that kind of testimony, and you want the same kind of testimony. He made you to lie down in green pastures. He lead you beside the still water. He restored my soul. He leading me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He said, yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death? I will fear no evil. Why? Because God is with you. God don't want you to be troubled in your spirit. He don't want you to be up all night long, tossing, worried about what's going on in this world. But Jesus said that I'm with you. I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you. But he go on and say, he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. But I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place, I will come again and receive you unto myself. There where I am, there ye may be also. Hallelujah. He said, I want to go prepare a place for you. And he's coming back. He's coming back for a holy church. He's coming back for a holy people. Without a spot, or blemish, or wrinkle, or any such thing. God is coming back. And he's sending his son, Jesus. No man know the day, nor the hour, when the Son of Man shall appear. But I just want to encourage the saints of the Lord. Raise your expectation. Look unto Jesus, which is the author and finisher of your faith. God will see you through. Yes, he will. He can do just what he wants to do in your life. He'll do it. He'll fix any problem that you might encounter. No problem is too big for God. Big or small, it doesn't make a difference with God. The word of God is letting us know, because God is the God of all power. He's saying, this is what Jesus is saying. If you can, all things possible to them that believe. He go on to say, I tell you, whatsoever you ask in prayer, believe that you receive it, and it shall be yours. Isaiah 41 and 10 says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed. I am your God. I strengthen you, and I will help you. God will help you. Yes, he will. God will help you. Ask the Lord to help you. Amen. We got mothers. We got evangelists. We got preachers. As I stated earlier, there's children that's off to college. Here's another nugget I want to drop on the people of the Lord. If you want to see God do something miraculous in your children's life, I'm just being obedient. I'm just sharing what the Lord has given you, given me to give you. When you send them off, God says you can be a taxi like your children. Just send them a passage of scripture. God said, I sent my word, and that's what you want to do. In between classes, when your children is going to different studies, I don't care what the study is, send them the word. And when you send the word, you're sending the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Holy Ghost is a a keeper and a comforter. When you send him off, you back, amen, at these conventions. You didn't drop all to follow Jesus. Just like your disciple said, Lord, I forsake all. My children off to college. My children off to school. When you send them off, Lord, I'm not there with them, but I'm sending the word. You send them passages of scripture from the time of the beginning of the semester. Amen. Every day in between, because they constantly on their cell phone, get some use out of their cell phone. You paying the bill, so you have all right to send them some passages of scripture. But every time they read that scripture, they going to remember mom and daddy had me on their mind. They took the time to pray for me just like somebody prayed for you. And you might have some, amen, some little bitty children going off to school. Amen. When you send them off to school, just sort of write some scriptures. Just stick it in their book bag. Stick it into their book. And they begin to start reading the word of the Lord. I'm talking about being bold. God will take you to do some bold things. Somebody say, don't take all of that. But if you ask God to do some possible things, start doing the things that God has given me, what I'm giving you to do, and see what's going to happen. You got to try God. The Bible says Jesus did try me. Prove me and see if I'll open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing upon you, and you won't have room enough to receive. Amen. But we thank God. One more scripture. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of life, with whom there is no spirit or shadow due to change. We talking about God of possibility. Amen and amen. And without faith, the word of God says it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe he exists. You got to know that God exists. Amen. And that he will reward those that seek him. Seek the Lord. Why I made these fights. Call upon him. Why he is near. So the disciples said, Lord, we forsake all to follow you. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me. The cross before me, no turning back, no turning back. Let us close our prayer. Amen. I feel that there's a need. Amen. That you need something from God. But the Bible says, my God will supply all of your needs according to what? His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Only God can supply all of your needs. There are times God will throw in your wants. Amen. I don't know what your request is, but I believe God can answer your request right now. He's a right now God. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. But he's a right now God in the state that you are in. I don't care what the problem is, what the sickness is. So the Bible says, God wanted us. He made us. So he knows how every artery is connected in this body. He knows how the blood flow from the top of your head down to your feet. There is nothing God cannot do. All you got to do is trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Amen. God is directing somebody's path right now. God is ordering somebody's steps right now. Amen. God is ordering your steps. God is already fixing your problems. Your bills is being paid. Hallelujah. God is working things out. God is saving your children right now. He's doing it now. He's doing it now. The Lord said he's doing it now. And all we got to do is say, Lord, yes to your will and yes to your ways. Lord, I'm obeying. I'm going to do what's necessary to follow you. Hallelujah. Let us close out with prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We thank you, and we come to bless your name. We give you all the honor and the glory. We give you praise even right now. Lord, I don't know how many people that's connected on this call. But the word of God says if one can put 1,000 to flight, and what can two can do? I believe if we join together, but we can come to God in a corporate prayer. We can believe God by faith. And as again I said, I want you to just touch your cell phone. Amen. As a point of contact. We're going to use the same remedy like the woman with the issue of blood. If I can just touch the hem of his garment. But we want to use your cell phone as a point of contact. You might have it laying down. But I want you to just trust in God and believe the Lord is going to bring it to pass. But Father God, in the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare that the blessing of God will rest upon your people even right now, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood right now. We ask that you fix every situation or individual that's going through whatever the sickness is, even right now. We ask that you heal and deliver and set free in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you even right now, because we don't have to wait till the battle's over, but we can shout right now. We already have the victory in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we give you praise even right now for this opportunity, oh God, to preach your word, to minister your word to your people. Let us leave, oh God, with joyful and giving praise and giving you all the honor and glory. Give somebody a testimony that has already been done, that I'm healed and I am set free. We praise you on tonight. Go in thanking God. Go in praise him. Amen. If you feel this, there's a need this Sunday, the Holy Ghost is tugging on you right now. Say, I'm going to go in the church, and I'm going in my own local church. They going to think something wrong. I'm talking about raising the roof. I'm talking about raising expectations. You got to be like this. Someone said, I was glad when they said it to me. Let us go into the house of the Lord. And I challenge you on today, go into your own local church. Go in and open up your mouth and start thanking God. I got the victory in Jesus' name. Thank God. Go ahead, Sister Evangelist. Amen.
Did you enjoy that word? Hallelujah. Raise your expectation. We thank God for you, 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 and you that have joined us right here on Faith Talk on the podcast. But this is sponsored by Life Changers Ministry. We thank God for you. We thank God for how you have been spreading the word, letting people know that there is a podcast, that there is preaching 24 hours a day, prayer that goes forth 24 hours a day. We thank God for you that you allowing us to encourage you, that you allowing us to help build your faith in the Lord God Almighty, because we serve a big God. Hallelujah. Do you have a big problem? I dare you to try my God, because my God can't do nothing. He cannot fail. He cannot lie. And he is not a man. Thank you, Jesus. But he is the God that when he speaks his word will not return to him void, but it has to accomplish that which he has set it out to do and prosper in that thing. we thank God for you, 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 and you. I ask you to like us on Facebook, Life Changers Ministry, LCM, right there on Facebook. And then visit us on our website, LolitaJonesLive.com, LolitaJonesLive.com. And until Monday morning, you can join us also, you can join us Monday morning in prayer. Oh, we're going back to our schedule of Monday morning prayer. It is the corporate prayer that we come together and we, various prayer warriors, they pray for everybody. They pray for everything. They pray for our Congress and the churches. They pray for the body of Christ. They pray for our children. They pray for pastors and bishops and their wives. They pray for the sick and the shut in. They pray for all those that's going about the business of the work of the Lord. They pray for missionaries on foreign fields. They praying for the sinner man. They praying for businesses. We are praying for neighborhoods and communities. We're praying for our police department, our fire department, oh God, our nursing staff, our hospital staff, our health professionals, our dental technicians, our dentists. For we're praying for the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, Coast Guard, National Guard. We are praying and seeking the face of God because we desire his will to be done and performed in this earth as he have it written in heaven. Don't you want the will of God to be done in your life? Come on and join us in prayer. Yes, 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 yes. Oh God, join us in prayer every Monday morning at 6 a.m. We thank God for you, 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 and you. We thank you for your support. We thank you for helping us carry the word throughout this earth, the word of God. I hear you, Holy Spirit, throughout the world to let people know that there is nothing that they can do nor say that's going to make God Almighty change his mind concerning them. We are representing Jesus Christ to the whole world. And we thank you for being a part of it. Until next time, continue to enjoy the blessings of the Lord. God bless you.